Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero and my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you once again, Isaiah. You do so graciously every time that I come on the air here on Home-Based Business 101 to introduce this show. This is our 627th broadcast. We have had over 70,000 people that have listened to a show here on the Home-Based Business 101 platform here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. And we want to thank all of those who have chimed in and listened to an episode of Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, whether it was listening to the Home-Based Business 101 show that I do on Sunday morning, the gospel of working from home, or whether it's been the Passionate Travel radio show that comes on tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. Or whether they listen to the Friday show with my wife, Cynthia Jahi, the Jasari's Love Show. We want to thank all of those that have tuned into any of those shows. And we thank you for your support. We thank you for chiming in. Today's topic on the gospel of working from home is freedom. It's a broad, broad topic. I'm going to narrow it down to some specific things that interest me and some things I have some concerns about, and just some points of view that I want to share. Not to say that what I share is the gospel truth totally 100%, but I do think I have some unique insights into some different aspects of this topic called freedom, especially from over the last 40 some years of my life, in terms of things that I have seen here living in, some people call the United States of America or United States of America. Hope you picked up on that, snakes or states. But, you know, it's very, very important that we address this topic, because it's no way to explain the United States, or, as I said, some people refer to the United Snakes of America, without discussing the topic of slavery. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, I don't want to deal with all of that. You know, why do we got to talk about slavery? That's in the past, but it's the past that determines the present and the future. You cannot discuss America and its great achievements, or what people call great achievements, in terms of its wealth, industrial revolution, and all of that, if you do not talk about, factor into the fact that for over 400 and some years, they had people worked for free. But they didn't work for free, they were oppressed. And some people don't like to use that term. It's like some people today talk about how they have achieved certain things and they came from an impoverished community. No, you came from an oppressed community. But I know some people don't like to use those terms because they do not want to upset their white counterparts. Now, this show is for everybody today, but particularly for African Americans. You know, we want to address some issues concerning human freedom that, you know, is something that everyone should be interested in. But definitely those of us that are African Americans and how we relate to this issue. As Malcolm X used to say, you know, he was a great African American leader. He said in society you have two people. He said you have those that are free and those that are not. He said you can't be a little bit free. Either free or you're not. And so it's important, you know, that we understand the struggle and the fight for freedom. So let's dive into our topic this morning. All right. This is some information I'm sharing called the Declaration of Personal Power. There comes a time in the lives of those destined for greatness when we must stand before the mirror of me as why, having been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? In other words, what's that saying right there is that inside us is a gut feeling about certain things, But sometimes, you know, we're told, keep quiet. Don't say nothing about that. You know, that's going to upset some people. You don't want to upset folk. You want to, you know, go along to get along. Well, I don't believe in going along to get along. You know, and when you start doing that, you compromise yourself. And as it says here in this one sentence, that we've been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion. In other words, we're all born, you know, as they said, that's a song, you should be born free, that no walls divide thee. You're free as, I forget how all the words go, but the basic thing is that we're born free.
Free as the wind blows.
Free as the wind blows. Thank you, Cynthia. You know, and so, you know, we are born free, but we live like mice. Why? What happens? Because we become oppressed. Conditions shape, as one of my teachers, Dr. Marlana Karinga, said, conditions shape consciousness. So in other words, the conditions that you live in will shape how you think and how you react to things. We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffing at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scarcely so quickly from conflict, why we consent to play small. We must ask why we participate so humbly in society's frantic race, allowing ourselves into this maze of mediocrity and so into the scraps of rewards when nature has offered unlimited freedom, power, and abundance to the bold, the determined, the creative, independent, to each of us. So, you know, it's a key question there. Why? Why do we settle for what we settle for? Why do we who are endowed with the power, understand that we all have the power to unlimited freedom and abundance that's in all of us. That's in every human being. But what happens in certain societies, certain people have power over other people, and they limit people to interactions. They limit people to how they shape people's thoughts, controlling information that causes people to become more and more indoctrinated, or some people like to say domesticated, like you domesticate a dog, or you domesticate an elephant, or you domesticate, you know, how people domesticate the animals. And so human beings, we have to ask ourselves and fight against the domestication process that society has designed to conform us, to what they feel is in our best interest. And when I say they, you know, I know that's a very broad term. We say they, but let's narrow it down. They, those who are in power, who have power over other people's lives, people who we quote unquote vote for or appoint or put in positions to follow out and carry out the wishes and the desires of the power elite. Who are the power elite? Those that control the wealth. Those that control the wealth. Less than 10% of the world's population controls over 90% of the resources on this earth, and that's not right. That is definitely not right. Malcolm X used to say, how could so few people control so many other people? It's just that, you know, it doesn't make sense when we look at it. You know, if the masses of people were to rise up and tap into their divine power that they have, it'd be a brand new day. Marcus Garvey used to say that if people changed their minds, the whole world would change in 60 seconds. If the world could change in 60 seconds just by people changing their mindset. But see, the tools that are used to control us, money, power, sex, religion, are used in ways to control people's behavior and ability to do things. Karl Marx used to say religion is the opium of the people because it has people on false illusions, false hope, and feeds them an ideology that makes them submit their will to another being's will. Now, the difference between religion and, quote-unquote, spirituality. Spirituality seeks to help people find inner peace, and connect with the divine order, because I believe there is a divine order, but I don't believe that divine order goes around wanting people to submit and chant and do all kind of, say all kind of different things. Chant and do and say all different kind of things that causes them to give up their inner being, drag being. That there is a divine order in the universe. And we must ask if our desires to feel safe and accepted are in fact enslaving us to popular opinion and to boredom. We must ask, when will we be ready to ascend to another level of existence? So that is the question before you this morning. When will you be ready to ascend to another level of existence? You know, because we had the power. Remember, it was a song, we got the power, but we have the power. There's, we have the power to ascend to another level of existence. But it's on us. Do you dare to be great? Do you dare to be great? And there's a good book out by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough called What Makes a Great Great. Again, I suggest you pick up that book, and you know, and he talks about the lives of different people, and you know, I think about some of those examples of great musicians. Ray Charles, at age 16, left Georgia, blind, traveled all the way to Seattle, Washington, and began to really launch his music career. But you know, that had to take a lot of courage. You know, one, couldn't see. Two, to leave and go to another part of the country, not knowing anything really that much about that part of the country except for what he heard or what, or whoever he inquired information from, because if he was blind, unless he's reading Braille, he couldn't read about what was going on in that part of the country. And during the time that he came up, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't get a lot of information from books or television or like today we have the internet and all of that. But he was bold enough to go beyond where he was at. It sort of reminds me of the Star Trek thing. The boldly go beyond where no one has been. So where are you boldly seeking to go and reach out and go beyond? When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to ask us questions and to solve the beliefs, behaviors that have limited us, assuming once more the full powers of our being to which God and the laws of nature have entitled us. A decent respect to humankind requires that we should declare the motives that impel us to exert our strength and to separate ourselves from those who stunt our vitality, growth, and happiness. We have to separate ourselves from things that hold us back. And for us as African Americans, one of the things we have to separate ourselves from is the myths and beliefs of white supremacy. You know, the myths and beliefs, because the whole institution was built around slavery. And then at the end of slavery, they came up with a new system. The new system was, and it was a good documentary on it called, trying to remember the name of the documentary now. Anyway, it documents how convict leasing and how the prison system was created to
Slavery by another name.
Thank you, Cynthia. Slavery by another name. That's a good documentary that talks about how the prison system came into being after the Civil War. And also we should know and remember that during the heyday of slavery, police officers were the slave patrols, those people that were assigned to go and capture runaway slaves. And the prison system was built because once slavery ended, you had all of these people that now were quote-unquote free, and that was going to create a tremendous upheaval in Southern society. So they had to come up with another way to enslave black people. And it came up, and if you watch the documentary, it's a PBS documentary, Slavery by Another Name. pull that up on PBS and you can watch it. And you'll see how the penal system was created through a program called convict leasing. That's how Birmingham got rebuilt after the Civil War. It was built through the penal system, oppressing people. Not that they came from impoverished communities, they were oppressed. And it's important that we say that, you know, and it's important that when I hear people say, well, you know, hey, I made it out. I came from an impoverished community, and I raised myself by my own bootstraps, and I did this and I did that. I'm great for you finding the power within inside to be able to overcome those challenges. But let's keep the record straight. Let's tell the story straight. You didn't come from an impoverished community. You came from an oppressed community. You came from a community that was designed to keep you contained, was designed to keep you in poverty, to keep you from not having what other people had. And it created a school system around that, a whole ideology around that, a whole way of life around that, and even to the point that people would dare not go beyond the things that were holding them back. The same way they said, like the elephant, you take a baby elephant, you put a chain around their leg, tied to a tree or something, the elephant can't move because he's still a baby, can't pull that whole thing up. But as he grows up, what happens is he's so used to that chain holding him back that now you can take the chain off and he's not going to go but so far beyond that because that resistance always is still in their psyche of trying to move beyond a certain point. So it's the same with us as a people. When you've been put in impoverished, as people say impoverished, but I like to say oppressed neighborhood or community, you get conditioned. And, you know, it's sad. I mean, I remember going places and doing certain things and other black people looking at me and say, you know you can't do that. Can't do what? No, you know you can't do that. Why you do that? Why you know you're going to get in trouble because they have such a limited view of self, because that limited view has been orchestrated, designed, and controlled by others. We must declare our personal power and freedom. We hold these truths self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. Though we do not live equal lives due to difference in will, motivation, effort, and habit, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that is incumbent upon each one of us to be vigilant and disciplined should we wish to obtain such a vital, free, and happy life. And yes, that's on each one of us, but we also have to build a collective community of people who want freedom. It's not something you can just do on your own individually. Yes, you can obtain a certain amount of wealth in America, you know, and even with that, it's going to be because you're working with other people and you build a team. It's because of the team concept, building a team of people that works towards the embeddement and the improvement of the collective whole that enables people to rise above their circumstances and situations. We believe the greatest of human power is the ability to independently think for ourselves, to choose our own aims, affections, and actions. But in the hearts of humankind lives a natural instinct for freedom and independence, a psychological predisposition for self-direction, a biological imperative toward growth, and a spiritual joy in choosing and advancing one's own life. It is the main motivation of humankind to be free, to express our true selves, and pursue our dreams without restriction, to experience what may be called personal freedom. And that takes me to the second principle of the Nguza Saba for those who celebrate the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa, and for those who also understand the principle of self-determination. We call it Kujichagulia. To define ourselves, name ourselves, speak for ourselves, and create for ourselves instead of being defined, named, created for, and spoken for by others. We all have a unique voice inside of us. And the world needs to know your voice. The world needs to know what is it that you have inside of you that's good for humankind. and how do you plan on bringing that about? To secure these rights and this personal freedom, men and women of conscience must not consent to be controlled by fear, conviction, or the will of the masses. We must govern our own lives, and when our thoughts and actions become destructive, it is our responsibility to alter or abolish them and to instinctively find new habits as the foundation for a freer, happier life. We must exert our power in improving how we think and how we interact with the world. As a man thinketh, so is he. You know, so what is it? What are the desires of your heart? What is it that you're thinking about that can make the world a better place? Make the world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make the world a better place if you can. When a long chain of self-oppression and social oppression has controlled and reduced our strength and independence, it is our right, our duty, to throw off such a life. Rise anew and charge unencumbered through the gates of greatness. And it's the same, you know, as we said in the people put forth when they said in the Declaration of Independence, you know, it is the duty of the people when a government has become oppressive for the people to overthrow that government and replace it with a new government that is not oppressive. So it's the same with oppressive situations in our lives. It is our duty, our responsibility to find what is holding us back, get rid of it, replace it with something more beautiful and beneficial, which is, goes to the sixth principle of Kwanzaa Kuumba, creativity. To do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we heard. And the first community, as Dr. Naeem Akbar talks about, is the community of self. The community of self, yes. Self is a community. And we try to attract people to our community that wants to do some of the things that we want to do and things that we like to do that they want to do. And it's very interesting because too often, and my mother says this a lot, she says, you know, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Sometimes people have families that are holding them back because you try to share, you grow, you develop. You try to share certain things with certain family members. They're not receptive or, you know, they don't feel as though that that's going to be good or that it could cause conflict. Or I know some people used to say, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble doing that. Well, you get in trouble if you're doing something that breaks the law. But the law of freedom is about standing up for what is right. When we stand up for what is right, it is our God-given right to fight against oppression. It's a God-given right to fight against oppression. We have patiently suffered long enough, hoping that someone or some kind of luck would one day grant us more opportunity and happiness. Nothing external can save us. That fateful hour is at hand when we either become trapped at this level of life or we choose to ascend to a higher plane of consciousness and joy. In this ailing and turbulent world, we must find peace within and become more self-reliant, creating the life we deserve. This will be a difficult effort as the history of actions too often tells a tale of self-injury and unhappiness stemming from our blind desire to be judged worthy, acceptable, and lovable by people who hardly know our true hearts and powers. It's interesting how we look for people to approve what we do. We look for approval on so many levels. And the sad thing is your approval has to be self-approval, it has to come from within, which means that when we say that, then you have to really make sure that you're in tune spiritually with goodness. You know, you want to know how to be in tune spiritually with goodness? Spend time with nature. Watch the ants as they move stuff about. Watch the wind blow. Listen to the birds chirp in the morning. You know, watch the animals as they move about. You know, they, in most cases, the animals live in a very peaceful state of being. I mean, I've seen animals that you would normally think would not spend time together, spending time together, doing things together. If they can find peace and harmony and move forward, why can't we? So it's important that we understand what our true hearts and powers are. So we have kept ourselves down. We've got to set clear intentions and standards, and too often fail to voice our desires and dreams. What is your desire? What is your dream? Are you holding yourself back? Ask yourself that. See, because we need to. Randomness and mediocrity too often rule the day, and the loud and needy detected who we were and what we should do. Our lives become tyranny of fools. That's right. The people that are in power, a lot of them are nothing but fools. Look at the president we have today in the United States of America, a bumbling idiot, a bumbling idiot. But there was people who voted for this guy, and they have this thing here called Electoral College that said, you know, he got whatever the electoral votes that he needed to be the president of this country, and has taken the world into a tailspin in his first 110 days in office. His first 110 days in office, look at all the things that he has done, all because the prior president, being an African-American, he wants to undo everything that he did, simply because of race, not because of logic, not because it doesn't make sense what President Obama put in place in terms of the Affordable Health Care Act, the global warming peace agreements and stuff, because climate control is very, very important. I mean, you know, we have to learn how to live in harmony with this earth. We just can't keep going polluting the rivers, polluting the water, polluting the air, and think that we're going to have a planet that we're going to be able to continue to live on. You know, yes, God gives us the power to do what we want, but we can't be foolish enough that we destroy the paradise that God created for us to be able to live in. So it's important that we fight against these tyranny of fools. If we can be vulnerable and brave enough to admit such mishaps, we might see the potential we left unrealized. We might see a shining new path. So let us write our lives. Let us face the mirror in the candid. No matter what we see, let us use common human truths and personal declarations to reclaim our freedom. Reclaim our freedom. We have to reclaim our freedom. We were born as free-thinking individuals and human beings, and we have to find a collective way to come together so that we can reclaim our freedom. We are too often lost in the abyss of unawareness. We regularly miss the energy and the blessings around us and the importance of this very moment. It is though we prefer to be elsewhere doing something else as if we living in distant time zones, hours behind or ahead of the joyous ticketness of now. We have forgotten that natural flow to life is not a distant death, but a present in the moment detachment from living. You know, are you truly living? Are you truly living your life? Are you happy with the way your life is going? And if you're not, what can you do to make a difference? What can you do to make your life better? Make the world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. We have forgotten that, yeah, I read that part. Should we wish to be free and alive with full power, we must decide to bring the full might of our conscious mind to the present experience. We must choose to feel again. We must set intentions for who we are, what roles we wish to serve, for how we'll relate with the world. Without a vibrant awareness, we cannot connect with others or ourselves, nor can we meet the demands of the hour with grace. For this, we now declare we shall meet life with full presence and power. We must meet life with full presence and power. What is the power that we must meet life with? First is, the most important thing is knowing that it's our time to do that, to move forward, to conquer those things that are holding us back in our life. And with that, I'm going to take a break here, play my theme song called It's My Time, and I'll come back and close out today's show. Oh, there's a feeling Okay, that's It's My Time by Mr. Paul Hoffman. Great song. Remember when he gave me those lyrics to use for this radio show? Said, you know, you're talking about home-based business and people moving forward. They have to believe that it's their time, which leads us to, I want to close out this morning with this last paragraph about defeating our demons. Something inside is sabotaging our natural drive toward freedom. It whines and roars for us to stop whenever we push beyond our comforts, whenever we choose to be authentic and loving in a scary world, whenever we seek to make a difference at the cost of our own position, whenever we desire something magnificent that to obtain will require hardship and work. Our internal demons poison us with worry and fear whenever we might be vulnerable, stunting our growth and vitality. Our destiny is decided by how well we know our demons of doubt and delay, how well we defend against them, and how many battles we win against them each day of our lives. Without self-mastery, we are slaves to fear. With it, greatness and transcendence are ours. For this, we now declare we should defeat our demons. I want to close on that note because it's important that we focus on how to master ourselves. When we master ourselves, no one else can control us. No one else can have us do things that are detrimental to our own self-interest. So it's important that we do that so that we don't become self-destructive. And we will pick up on this again next Sunday as I'll do Freedom Part 2 because I know where I can cover everything I want to cover in this one broadcast. But we want to thank you for tuning in and listening in. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Miss Victoria Falk out of New York, who will be doing her show's topic for tomorrow. It comes on at 3. One of her topic here now is the Passionate Travel Radio Show topic, the top five reasons to take a cruise. She'll be covering the top five reasons tomorrow to take a cruise, how that can help you also with getting outside of this country and personal freedom. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was saying, and I was involved with travel, he said, that's good. He says, because he said, the powers that be, he says, they go where they want to go, but they want the people who have less power than them to not venture beyond this country. He said, what is it they don't want us to see? You know, which I thought was interesting. Dialogue and conversation, but we have to think about that. Other people, they're going all over the world. Why is it that they don't want us to go outside this country? What are they afraid that we're going to find out? One, I won't even get into that right now. That's a whole other show. But we need to think about why is it that there's a certain group of people do not want other people to get outside the country to see what else is going on in the world. Must be something out there that they're really afraid of us finding out. So tune in tomorrow if Ms. Falk does her show, 3 o'clock, on top five reasons to take a cruise. If you did not listen to Friday's show that Cynthia Jahi did, the Jasari's Love Show, she's been doing a whole series on finding peace, which ties in again to the topic of freedom, is that in order to find freedom, you have to be at peace, and peace starts with inside yourself, your inner peace. So until next time, this is Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Gospel of Working from Home. We thank you for being part of our listening audience. Comments on the Blog Talk Radio webpage site, and if there's any topics that you would like for us to be able to share in the future, leave those in your comments. We thank you for being part of the listening audience for the day. God bless you. Have a great and wonderful week, and seek out your freedom for this week. Until next time, we have a saying that we say called Tutao Nana, which means till we meet again. God bless you.